Hello and welcome to the sermon podcast of Mission Hills Church. We are a church family called in love to share in and be shaped by Christ our hope. We do pray that you are blessed by listening to this sermon. If you have any other questions, please contact us at www.missionhillschurch.org.
Again, that is Mark chapter 15, verses 21 through 47. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. The inscription on the charge of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha! You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others and he can't save himself. Let the Christ, King of the Jews, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness all over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders hearing it said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the younger, and Joseph from Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him, and there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when the evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is the day before the Sabbath. Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died. And summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid.
My son asked me today, why is Good Friday good? Why is Good Friday good? And I wanted to let you in on a conversation I had with my son. There are three things that came to my mind talking to him. Three things for us to consider. We can't have Good Friday without a cross. We can't have Good Friday without our sin. And we can't have Good Friday without Jesus. So let's go through those three. Why is Good Friday good? The first one, the cross by itself is not good. It is one of the most dreaded and painful forms of execution ever invented. Often before someone was put on the cross, they were whipped and beaten just like Jesus. They would do this to weaken them. The whip they would use was made of leather fastened with broken glass and nails and bones and weights fastened to the end. Literally designed to rip through the skin and pull things away. And then once beaten, they would carry a piece or all of the cross to the place of their execution, just like Jesus did. Nails would be used to go through their wrists or their hands, and also their ankles. The main way of death with the cross is suffocation, as the body would need to push itself up on the nails in order to breathe, and slowly, over time, they would run out of energy to fill their lungs with air. Every time that they would push up to breathe, their torn up back would rub against wood that is not finished, that is not polished, that is not sanded. Every breath is painful. Every breath is torture. It was common for people in that time when they were crucified to survive for days on this cross, exposed to the elements, slowly dying. Humiliation, pain, suffering, torture, on top of it being very public. They would put the crosses by the road. Every person that walked by would see this naked person hanging there, waiting to die, condemned to death. So no, the first thing that we need for Good Friday is not good. It's terrible. Isaiah 53, as read before, tells us about it. Surely he, Jesus, has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced, literally, for our transgressions, and he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. The Isaiah passage has stated that Jesus was not there for his own wrongdoing, but for ours. And it is a place that we would wish no one would go. So yes, we need a cross for a Good Friday, but a cross is not good. It is a torture device to kill someone. Well, what else do we need for Good Friday? We need our sin. We all sin. We all fall. We all mess up. Jesus never did. And we do all the time. There has not been a day in my life where I did not sin. There has not been a day in my life where I did not sin. There are sins of commission, sins that we act out, like lying and stealing. And there are sins of omission when we choose to not do the right thing, like stopping the bully when we see them. Sin can be an action or inaction, ways that we fail. And my son asked me, well, what is sin? What are some examples? And I, with him, compiled a list that are all true of my life that you see behind me on the screen. What is sin? Sin is when I'm consumed with myself. Sin is when I'm selfish. Sin is when I act and feel self-righteous. Sin is when I'm greedy. Sin is when I'm gluttonous, when I take more than I need. Sin is when I'm conceited. Sin is when I'm racist, when I'm arrogant, when I hated someone else. I sin when I ignore the needy, when I lacked self-control, when I oppressed the poor, when I was lazy, when I would gossip, when I lied, when I pretended to be a friend to someone, even though I didn't really like them. When I lusted after what was not mine. When I trusted and I put my trust in something or someone more than I put my trust in God. When I let my heart be filled with envy, that's when I sin. When I hide my faith because I'm scared that I'm going to get rejected. When I wanted money more than I wanted God. When I bullied or I mocked someone, when I was sexually immoral, when I was an idolater, when I was full of enmity and strife and jealousy, when I would stoke rivalries, or I myself would find my heart full of fits of anger, when I would help dissensions, when I would increase divisions, when I would get drunk, or when I would boast. And that's only the list that I can think of today. There's more. To sum it up, the Bible says it really well in James 4. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. So Good Friday is good, but the cross is not good, and sin is not good. It hurts us. It hurts others. And as we see today through what we have read and what we have sung, our sin hurts Christ. Our sins don't make Good Friday good, but we can say that Good Friday is good because of this. Why is Good Friday good? because Jesus said yes to the cross and away with our sins. Good Friday is good because Jesus said yes to one of the worst ways to die. And he said away with all of the reasons that he got put up there that I am guilty of. The cross shows us how far our sin goes. The wages of our sin is death. So it is true, we really are more sinful than we could ever imagine, but it does not end there. The cross shows us how much further and how much more and how much more powerful the love of God is for sinners like us. That Jesus not only breaks for us, but he also breaks with us. The Bible tells us this beautiful thing that Jesus has chosen to do. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down. I have the authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. The it in that verse is his life. Historians have said that when people were crucified, some of them fought all the way, that they had to get tied up and drug all the way to the place. But as Isaiah has shared with us already, that Jesus, like a lamb to the slaughter, willingly goes. He knows every single one of our sins and takes every step and every breath on the cross for us, for me. The love of God is so powerful. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And the word tells us that Jesus calls us his friends. Next, it says, God showed his love for us that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And lastly, in Colossians, and you who were dead in your trespasses, in the uncircumcision of your flesh, the Bible is very clear. When we are living in sin, we're not just making mistakes. We're not just being foolish. We're not just choosing wrong things. We are dead. We are living dead. God made alive together with him. What does God do with our death? He resurrects it. God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, all of them. By canceling the record of the debt that stood against us with its legal demands, this he set aside, nailing it to the cross. So why is Good Friday good? Good Friday is good because of Jesus. Because of Jesus, we can thank God for a cross. And because of Jesus, we can look at, confess, and come out of hiding with our sins. Knowing that Christ knows them, has paid the price for them, and will change us from the inside out if we believe in him. Just like I told my son, I tell you today, Good Friday is good because Jesus is good. And every single one of us here today needs him. Whether you've been a Christian for 50 years or you don't know if you are a Christian, you have sinned. We put Jesus on the cross. And the beauty of Good Friday is that Jesus chose it in love for you and for me. The question is, will you receive that love? Will you repent and will you believe? Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, I sin all the time. All the time I sin. I know you're good. I know you died on a cross. I know you rose on the third day, but sometimes I just can't stop. So, Lord, in the quietness of our hearts today, the invitation is to be with Him. God knows everything you want to hide. God knows everything that you've ever done. You don't have to hide anymore. Bring them to Him. The only way that this Good Friday is good is if we have Jesus. So may our hearts and our soul and our mind and our strength be reminded that Christ is our hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon from Mission Hills Church. May the Lord bless you and keep you.